What makes this book special is Wilson's gentle and humor-filled approach, welcoming you into the humanity of the challenges and decisions the characters face.
This is a 96-second book review. Find this book and more at The Book and Cover, 1310 Hanover Street in Chattanooga, and at thebookandcover.com.
This is Emily from The Book and Cover, and this week's book review is for Run for the Hills by Kevin Wilson. Run for the Hills begins by introducing Mad Hill, who's lived a quiet life with her mother on their farm in Coalfield, Tennessee for more than 20 years. Mad's quiet life is disrupted when Reuben Hill shows up in a PT Cruiser, looking like a tourist and claiming to be the half-brother she never knew she had. Reuben, who hired a detective to help him find the father who vanished when he was a child, hasn't gotten to his father yet, but he discovered Mad and a string of other half-siblings. He persuades Mad to join him on a cross-country road trip to find their siblings and ultimately track down their father in an eventful journey that will truly have you laughing and crying as you fall in love with every one of Wilson's deftly written characters. What makes this book special is Wilson's gentle and humor-filled approach, welcoming you into the humanity of the challenges and decisions the characters face. At the heart of Run for the Hills is hope for the power of connection and vulnerability, and you'll find yourself cheering for this literally found family as they open up to both. Wilson, who lives and writes in East Tennessee, gives his characters the benefit of his own warm, genuine voice, which is sure to remind Chattanooga listeners of friends and neighbors. Readers new to Wilson, as well as fans of his previous books, which include The Family Fang and Nothing to See Here, will certainly want to take Run for the Hills on their summer vacations.
This 96-second book review is brought to you by The Book and Cover. Make sure to follow them on social media to learn about new books and up-and-coming events. Get more 96-second book reviews at hits96.com.